Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast about things to do in Paphos on the island of Cyprus. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise my recent post, 7 Things to Do in Paphos, based on our stay there in March 2011. We stayed in 3 different hotels in the Paphos area, all 4-star hotels. We started off at the Theo Sunset Bay Holiday Village, then we moved on to the Crown Resorts Horizon and Capital Coast Resort. So here are my tips for things to do in the area. You can walk along the coastal path. If you head north, starting at Paphos Harbour, you walk up in the direction of Coral Bay. Dusk is a good time to take a short stroll here to admire the sunset, but I wouldn't advise you to walk on the path after dark, as it's quite rough. The Capital Coast Resort that we stayed at, it was on the seafront close to the path, so some bits are better than others. You definitely need decent shoes. I wouldn't walk on it just in flip-flops or something. Now, there's a lot of interesting archaeology in the Paphos area, and the Tombs of the Kings is a Greek burial which was hewn out of solid rock around 3 BC. Probably not even for kings, but for aristocrats, but hey, king sounds much more lofty. The site lies at the northern coastal fringes of Paphos, also close to the Capital Coast Resort where we stayed. Now, one of the things I enjoyed doing in Paphos was having a coffee or a meal at the harbour. There's a good selection of cafes and restaurants at the harbour, and if you're lucky, you may even catch a rising full moon reflected on the sea at dusk, as we did. Now, my favourite place for swimming in the Paphos area was Coral Bay. This is about 10 miles north of Paphos, and it's a beautiful sand, really golden sand, a sheltered bay, and it's not too, you know, you can go quite far out with it being deep, so it's quite good for people like me who are not exactly fantastic swimmers, who need to have the comfort of knowing they can put their feet down at any time. So we went swimming here a couple of times in March. Now, it was a little bit cold just as you first go in, but once you took the plunge and got swimming, it was pretty pleasant. And the beach was pretty quiet late afternoon when we went. Only about one of the cafes was open, but I can imagine it would get quite busy there in the summer. Now, you can also visit Paphos Castle. It was first constructed in the 13th century and has been used by Byzantines, Venetians, Ottomans and British occupying forces. Now, probably as you arrive in Paphos Airport, you'll be back to your hotel, but you'll have a bit more time when you get back, well, hopefully, unless you're running late, back at Paphos Airport, where you can admire the colourful metal sculptures just outside the main entrance to the airport. There's plenty of outdoor seating around here, and we ate sandwiches and drank the last of our water before going through security, which was much more pleasant than sitting in the airport. Now, you really should visit the Roman mosaics at Paphos. They are just located behind the harbour, and they are remarkably well-preserved Roman mosaics dating from the 2nd to the 5th century. Some of the mosaics adorned the floor of the Roman governor's residence. I'd advise you to visit early or perhaps late in the evening, as it can get very hot, either if you're outdoors or under the roofing used to protect the mosaics from the sunlight. So if you have any tips for things to do in Paphos, please come to the blog at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog, where you can also see my photos and leave your tip. I do recommend the Paphos area, especially for a winter sun holiday. For me, it's too hot in the summer, but it's great for winter sun. So do join us again soon. You can subscribe to the blog in iTunes or Audioboo. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.